90.9 FM WJAB. Good afternoon and welcome to the Presidential Community News from the Hill. I'm your host, Erica Fox, and we are once again here to talk with the 11th president of Alabama A&M University, Dr. Andrew Hugini Jr. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Ms. Fox, and to all of our listeners in Bulldog Country.
So glad to have you back here, and let's just literally jump into this schedule of events, and we want to kind of backpedal a little bit and give us a recap, if you would, of your hugely successful 7th annual Presidential Scholarship Recognition and Promotional Bus Tour. You came back grinning big time.
We certainly did. Again, we had a wonderful time as we moved throughout the state of Alabama. It gets better and better every year. This year, indeed, it was historic. We were fortunate to have 73 schools involved. We do that through clustering. In each of the areas, we have a host school, and the other schools will join us there. We did, as in prior years, we began in Mobile, Alabama, and worked our way back to Huntsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. In the process, we touched some 885 students and provided scholarships in the amount of $21+ million. And so we were delighted with the outcome. Again, we focus on the Black Belt as one of the areas that we always include in this tour. And this year, we had a record number of presidential scholarships. Mm. Presidential scholarships, those that cover everything. And so we had 23 of those given this year. So a hugely successful recruitment event and activity. And it's one that's being modeled by other institutions as mm-hmm. well. So it's kind of taking on as being a way to engage and involve everyone in the recruitment effort.
I love seeing on Facebook so many students that are being accepted to numerous schools, and they never did put the young lady's name, but they had a whole list on the wall, and one of them was Alabama A&M, and I was like, oh, congratulations, but I like that one that's over there that says Alabama A&M. So the kids, young people are really hearing about the school.
It was a special touch. It's one thing, as I say to the young people as we are going from one school to the other, we very well could have simply notified you in the mail that you received a scholarship from Alabama A&M University. But look at the personal touch to go out and actually present that and mm-hmm. to do so in the presence of your peers. So it really tells you that we want you to come and be a part of the Alabama A&M University family.
Right. A young lady last night did her school. A lot of students are doing school reveals now, not just athletics, where they're going to play football. And her aunt thought she was going to go to Grambling. She had like 5 different HBCUs, and she picked Alabama A&M. So her name is Kinsey. I don't remember her last name, but she'll be here in the fall.
So great choice.
About that. Yes,
great choice.
Is. So as we continue to talk about youth, and we kind of move up in age to our college students here on campus with the Youth Motivational Task Force, and it seemed that that was a huge success this year as well.
Likewise, we look forward to it each year. It's been 40-plus years. Alabama A&M University has the distinction of having the longest-running youth motivation task force in the nation. And the greatness of this is that it allows many of our graduates who are in corporate America in various capacities to come back and to interact with our students. And as the name implies, to motivate our students, to mm-hmm. talk to them about their careers and what they need to do and how they need to prepare. So most of the consultants that return are graduates of Alabama A&M University, but we're also fortunate that we have individuals that are not graduates of Alabama A&M University that come and be a part of this. But it's also a partnership with our faculty and staff that are here. We had some 64 faculty members that allowed the consultants to come in and to present to some 130-plus classes. Mm. So it was, a very phenomenal event. The kickoff was done by the president of our local city council, Kevin Devin Keith, mm-hmm. who did a wonderful job, as always. Mm-hmm. And so that was very inspiring to have him. We continue to have our corporate sponsors, and this year we want to thank 3M, Southern Company, and Resource Management Consultants for being a part of this. Again, the leadership in our career development services, headed up by Ms. Yvette Clayton, they continue to do a great job. And this year, the co-chair for this event was Dr. Larry McDaniel, who, again, is very engaged at the university. He's one that's always, you can count on whatever the event might be.
Mm-hmm. Most that he'll be chairing, or at least co-chairing Dancing with the President next year.
Yes.
My understanding.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely gets out there in athletics as well. And just this morning, you had a very special faith-based meeting. And I believe you do that just about every year. And I thought it was usually during football season, but no matter the time of year, it's always great to get together and fellowship together.
It is. It is important. When you look at the founding of the institution, we know that Dr. William Hooper Council was an ordained elder in the African Methodist Episcopal Church. In essence, he was a minister, very influential not only in founding Alabama A&M University, but St. John African Methodist Episcopal Church as well. So part of who we are is that connection to the faith-based community. And so this is an attempt to engage them. And so we have the ministers and all their representatives to come. And we do that in a breakfast forum. And we talk about the university, what it is that we're doing here at the university. And we thank them for their support in each of the churches in terms of what they have done and continue to do. One of the things that I'm encouraged by, not only from the standpoint of scholarship, but when we had the unfortunate incident with our residence halls, mm-hmm. many of our churches reached out and provided assistance to our students and to the institution. And so we have this each year, and we just had it this morning at a very successful breakfast. And, of course, we'll have them come back again for our commencement Founders Day event. But this is the annual meeting that we have with them each year.
That's wonderful. That is definitely wonderful. And as you're talking about, the church is helping out with the residential halls. You have and hopefully we can talk a little bit about the new residential hall. Are you still waiting about figuring out who's going to be named after it? So
I
don't know yet still.
That's still within the purview of the Board of Trustees, and so we don't know what decisions they're going to make, but ultimately that is what the Board has the responsibility to do.
Okay. You had the dedication of the new historical marker that's coming up this afternoon. Talk a little bit about that.
One of the things that the Historical Society does throughout the state is to put these markers up, because the markers represent continued remembrance of various significant events in the state of Alabama. And of course, Alabama A&M University is one of those. And so the marker that we are referencing here is one that will reflect not only the year that Alabama A&M University was founded, but also all of the different names. And we've mm-hmm. gone through six different name changes during the history of Alabama A&M University. And so we certainly want to thank them for doing this. And we give thanks, of course, to the city of Huntsville, to the Alabama Historical Association, to the Huntsville-Madison County Historical Association, to the Normal Historic Association, but special thanks to Mr. David Hicks, who is the president of the Huntsville-Madison County Historical Society, for erecting this historical marker. And it, of course, was made possible through a grant from the Bicentennial. We're moving into the Bicentennial of the state of Alabama, and so what better time to, again, put a permanent remembrance and a marker for Alabama A&M University. And as people years and years and years from now look at this day, we'll be able to reflect on a very productive history mm-hmm. From an institution that contributed so much to the state and to this nation.
Where will that marker be placed?
It's right at the entrance. If you come in off of the it's right, Chase and Meridian. It's mm-hmm. that intersection of Chase and Meridian. You will see the arch there. Mm-hmm. It's right in that vicinity is where it will be placed.
Okay, can't miss that. Now, what about a ribbon cutting for the Knight Center entrance?
Yes, the other that we were fortunate, we have a entrance for the Knight Center, but we felt it would be appropriate and logistically wise to have another entrance. And so now we have two entrances to the Knight Center reception area. And this one we're going to dedicate so that you can come in now if you are, and I can't think of the name of the street that goes across mm-hmm. As you headed toward the stadium. But now people are able to, we can drop them off there, and they can actually walk straight there along that sidewalk mm-hmm. and come into the stadium. I mean, I'm sorry, into the Knight Center.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other, of course, will still have the drop-off location. So there are two. And we just had the dedication of that so that we always think it's appropriate. Whenever we do something significant here at the university, mm-hmm. any improvements, that we take the time to dedicate it. And that brings attention to the wonderful improvements that we continue to make here at Alabama A&M.
I totally agree with that. And you have another highlight that will be coming up, and that's the William Hooper Council Eternal Flame Memorial. And I know there is one down at Big Spring Park. I think that one is for veterans. So it's going to be something similar to that.
It is. We felt that we should appropriately recognize and pay tribute and reverence to the founder of this university. We do have a grave site, but we wanted to go beyond what was there for the grave site. And so we have a rendering of what this memorial park will look like, this memorial feature. And mm-hmm. one of the main features of this will be an eternal flame. And eternal flames are important because, again, we're talking about the fact that his impact did not end with his death. Mm-hmm. His impact is eternal, and mm-hmm. this flame is to reflect that. And so we have this initiative. We need to raise $100,000 to do this. And we're pleased to report that we already have two pledges toward that $100,000. This fundraiser is a little different than the others. We are doing targeting requests. Mm-hmm. We're asking people for the only two levels, either $5,000 or $10,000, because mm-hmm. we want to get in, do this, and, of course, have this flame and the memorial area done as quickly as we possibly can. But okay. it's going to be a wonderful addition and a tribute, fitting tribute both to President Council and to his wife.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. Look forward to seeing that once it's complete. This is the Presidential Community News from the Hill. I'm Erica Fox talking with Alabama A&M University President Dr. Andrew Hugini Jr. And coming up in towards the latter days of this month is the 9th Annual First Lady Scholarship Luncheon, and that's going to be on March 30th. And for those that may not know about this luncheon, what was the premise of putting that together?
Well, obviously, First Ladies play a very significant role in the university. Presidents cannot be any more successful than the individuals that they have that are there as their support in their right hand. And I certainly want to thank our First Lady, Mrs. Abigail Hugini, for her initiatives and the way that she has embraced these duties and responsibilities here at Alabama A&M University. She loves what she's doing, and they have certainly made a significant impact here. And so this serves a dual purpose. One is obviously to acknowledge, to recognize the First Ladies of the university for all that they've done, but also it's an opportunity to provide scholarships. And so a part of this is to, of course, raise dollars for scholarships. Mm-hmm. And I'm pleased that the First Ladies Luncheon effort has endowed a scholarship. They have almost $250,000 that they have
wonderful.
In endowed scholarships. And they've given scholarships in the past and will be awarding scholarships again this year. They do one to each representative from each of the colleges as well as the graduate school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we commend them for the wonderful work that they're doing. And this is one of the initiatives. There are several others they've done, obviously, with the Legacy Lake being a part of what they've done. Again, recognizing the significant involvement and influence of First Ladies here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is the quad improvement that took place. And so they are very, very active, and I thank her and all of the persons that work with her so much for what they continue to do to make Alabama A&M University the great institution that we know she is.
There's so many opportunities to invest into our students, the scholarship luncheon, the Dancing with the President and First Lady, and she spearheads, of course, the Bulldog Pride Committee, and they help in putting scholarship dollars together as well. And I do want to say that morning the Bulldog Pride Committee will have a cleanup of campus, so anybody wants to help out, meet at 7:30 a.m. in front of Dr. Hugini's office right outside there, and all supplies will be provided.
Wonderful. That's the information I was not familiar with, so now I don't have an excuse.
You need to come join the Bulldog Pride community. Just come on in there with us. So we want everybody to come out if they can. So service, as we're talking about, you know, coming to help clean out, clean up, and serve the university. But there's a huge day of service in a partnership with the American Red Cross. And I think this is probably going to be one of the bigger ones so far.
This is going to be a huge one. We, for the last 3 years, have participated in the one day of service. And we've done this in cooperation with the city of Huntsville and Madison County. But this year we have a new partner, being the American Red Cross. And so that day of service is going to be April the 6th. The Red Cross is very excited about our partnering with them, and the emphasis this year is to install smoke alarms in homes, and this is going extremely well. I had the opportunity to go down as they did the kickoff, and persons called in that wanted to have smoke alarms, and the phones just kept ringing and ringing and ringing at the television station. And so our students are going to assist in installing these smoke alarms because it's very significant in saving lives. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, here in the Huntsville-Madison area, we've lost two lives thus far this year. Mm-hmm. That could have been avoided if there were smoke alarms. And so we are looking forward to working with the American Red Cross, as well as the city and the county, on this day of service that will take place on April the 6th.
All righty. I like that. I passed by the fire station right there on North Parkway. They have a huge banner. You can't miss it.
That's right.
A&M logo there, and if you need a smoke alarm, stop there, and they can help you out with that. And just a couple of days before the day of service, we have our wonderful Honors Day, the Academic Convocation. And I know you get really excited about honoring the students.
I do. Our students work hard. And I've always believed that, you know, we take the time to recognize significant accomplishments in other areas. You know, athletically we do that. I think and believe, and we have demonstrated, we put the same emphasis on academic achievement. And so at our honors program, we will recognize some 2,238 students.
Wow.
This year who have achieved, and a couple of years ago we developed for the highest achievers, we have these medallions.
Mm-hmm.
And they're gold, they're silver, and they're bronze. And so just as they would if you were competing in an athletic event, mm-hmm. there are different levels of those, and we present them to those students. But we also recognize the Dean's List students as well as the Honor Roll students. I know one of the comments in the past has been about the length of the program because mm-hmm. we have so many. My position has been and continue to be, we will take the time to recognize our students for their academic accomplishment. If it takes us 2 or 3 hours, then 2 or 3 hours it shall be.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that because we go to other events and we are there for 2, 3, 4, 5 hours.
Right.
This is the heart of what we do at the university. We are about academic and academic achievement.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not going to sell it short. And we congratulate all of our students, and we look forward to recognizing them at the academic convocation.
I would hope that parents would brag that, oh, honor roll doesn't just stop in elementary school, you know, junior high and high school. It's all about how your students are doing here, how they are excelling. So I applaud you for highlighting, because every student will get something.
Every student will get something. And one of the things I do want to encourage this year is that we have students that have received their medallions before.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice if they would wear them, you know. So if you've got two mm-hmm. or three, wear those, and then you have another, the third or the fourth one. And so whether it's the silver or bronze, if you've got one before, we encourage students to wear those.
Mm-hmm.
So we can, of course, see those that are multiple recipients.
Right.
of these awards.
Be proud of your achievement. I love.
Yes.
the Academic Olympics.
Yes.
I love that. And then Founders Day is almost around the corner, and your community breakfast, which is like your faith-based breakfast. Talk a little bit about that. It's coming up.
That day, May 3rd, is a very busy day. It starts in the morning with our faith-based breakfast that we do. And again, remember earlier I talked about reaching out to the faith community. And
mm-hmm.
so this is an opportunity to do that. And this year we are very pleased to have one of the greatest pastors here in the Huntsville area, and a dear friend of mine, and I say the Reverend Dr. Julius mm-hmm. Scruggs, because he is a recipient of an honorary doctorate from Alabama Agriculture and Mechanical University. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be our speaker. Of course, you know, he served not only 42 years at First Missionary Baptist Church, but also served as president of the National Baptist Convention, a dynamic speaker, and so we're looking forward to that. But in addition to that, we are going to recognize two individuals as recipients of the Morrison Award. The Morrison Award is designed to recognize individuals that contribute to advancing the university, advancing those values and beliefs that he held. Mm-hmm. And so this year we are going to recognize Mr. Ron Poteek, who is an executive with Regions. And Region has done a lot to work with Alabama A&M mm-hmm. University. He is here to do lectures on financial literacy with our students. But we've had a long-standing relationship with Regions Bank here at Alabama A&M University. He is quite engaged and involved in the community. He was the former chair of United Way, and so he's deserving of this honor. And then we're also going to award posthumously to Dr. Virginia Caples. I consider her to be a pioneer, particularly in the area of aging mm-hmm. and the need to provide for information for persons in aging. And we have, because of her efforts, one of the largest and most effective aging initiatives in the country. And so we will recognize her at this event. So that will be the first. And then from there, we will go to our Founders Day convocation. And we'll have our Founders Day convocation, and then from the Founders Day convocation, we will have the graveside mm-hmm. ceremonies, and from the graveside ceremonies, we will then have commencement. So it's a long day, but we feel that it's important to kind of put it all together in the same day. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the speaker for the Founders Day is going to be Lieutenant Colonel retired Culpepper. Who is certainly a great advocate and supporter of Alabama A&M University. And so she was kind enough to consent to be our speaker this okay. year. So we're looking forward to that event. And then at commencement, we're going to award almost 600 degrees, 581 degrees will be awarded this year. And we'll talk a bit more about that in the future. But it's going to be a great day. And as I said before, there are a couple of times that I'm very excited here at the university. I'm excited when our students come in as freshmen, we help them to move in, and I'm excited again when they have achieved their objectives, mm-hmm. receiving their degrees from Alabama A&M University. And so, busy time, but a great time.
Yes, that's a big class, 581. That's
581. That's a lot of names to call, Ms. Fox.
Yes, sir. We'll take care of that. Yes. And if we can highlight, and as you talked about posthumously recognizing Dr. Virginia Caples, and we had another huge loss to the alumni family, Dr. Henry Bradford, Reverend Dr. Henry Bradford Jr. What are your thoughts and your reflections on him?
We certainly lost a true giant in Reverend Dr. Henry Bradford. I had the privilege of participating in his celebration of life that was held, and describing him, I used the phrase standard of excellence, because that's what he represented in all that he did. Historically, we know that, of course, he and his wife did very much to enhance the choral department here. But the other thing that people may not be aware of is that as we sing the university hymn, the music that's so moving, that music was arranged by Dr. Bradford. Mm-hmm. And so as we continue to use that as a rallying call to all of the Normalites, each time we sing that, we are remembering the standard of excellence in this giant. The two of them was just a couple that inspired so many of us. One of the things that is true, and I have never, rather they are coming to a program on campus, rather they're out to dinner, I don't know what dress down looks like for the Bradfords.
Yes.
They are immaculately attired, where wherever you see them.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to be sorely missed, but he was a giant. He impacted the lives of so many individuals here at Alabama A&M University. We're certainly going to miss him. But I do ask the entire Alabama A&M University family to please particularly keep Mrs. Bradford in prayer. You know, when you have lived with a person for 71 years, that is a tremendous loss. And mm-hmm. so she needs our support and prayers and encouragement at this time. I'm not saying the children don't need it, but particularly for her.
Right, and most definitely. And also some healing prayers.
And some healing
as
prayers.
They were unfortunately in a car wreck. And so she's needs some mending on her
yes.
ankle. So I'll send her some prayers for that as well. And I concur and totally agree with what you're saying. He was both of them were a huge impact on me as an undergraduate in the music department in the band program. But he, you know, announced for us, and as they talked about his vernacular at the magnanimous, miraculous, any word you can think of started with the same letter, and he would come up with all of these adjectives to describe the band as we get ready to take the field and perform. So that's something that sticks with all of us. But he always said, be better than what your parents were. And I like what somebody said, that no man other than him could have such deep roots and have such deep meaning and encouragement in people than Dr. Bradford.
Yes.
So we appreciate your words at his homegoing. Thank you so much.
They were appropriate, and they came from the heart.
Most definitely. Yes. And another encouragement of aiming high, as you tell all of us to do. So I just think that's what that does. So thank you so much, Dr. Andrew Hugini Jr., 11th president of Alabama A&M University, for being a part of the Presidential Community News from the Hill. And we will do this once again on next month. And we might have to adjust a little bit because our fundraiser, Jazzathon, will be going on.
Well, that's good. So
yes.
We'll have an opportunity to come by. And I would love to, at that time, be able to request and encourage others to support our wonderful station here, WJAB.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Coming your way next, we have more great smooth jazz and cool vocals on Afternoon Expressions. I'm Erica Fox. Thank you so much for tuning in to WJAB, and please have a great day.